Okay.
All right, we got the Sports Sage on the line. Dad, how you doing?
Good, Ryan. How you doing today?
I'm doing well, doing well. All right. So we're back in the long-awaited James Harden saga. He got what he wanted. Just not a great look for NBA. He's super unlikable. I think this could be the last of – or I don't know. We'll just ask that. Do you think this – they'll continue to – players will get what they want?
Or? Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is the beginning. Mm. It's never going back. I mean, this is just the status quo now. Who's next? Who's the next one?
Giannis?
Well, he doesn't appear to be.
Right, but
– I mean, he's a European – I mean, it's a little bit different culture. So, but
that's a good.
Yeah, it's not going away.
That's actually an interesting question. Who is the? Yeah, I mean, but that's the thing is you don't. They pop up. So, you know, who knows Zion? You know who knows what will happen? But all right, let's just start with the basketball aspect. So those guys, Durant, Harden, and Kyrie of usage rate, they're three of the top seven of all time. Now, they all are good shooters. Do you see this working?
Well, I mean, possibly in the short term, which meaning short term, like the rest of this year.
Right.
I don't even count next year as a short term. again, here we go with the latest, not the greatest. But this time it's disguised as usage rate. I mean, well, this wasn't talked about for 50 years.
Okay. Well,
you know, so no, I'm just saying it. So it's not in the greater scheme of things. That means nothing to me. Now, it's all about, you know, selflessness as a basketball player when you have that much talent. There's no denying, okay, they have the talent, but will it mix? I mean, the odds are, because the East is so much stronger, it won't result in an NBA Finals for them. I understand now they're the favorite, but Kyrie's a huge X factor.
Right.
I mean, is he the biggest knucklehead in the league? Yeah, he is.
Yeah, unless it's to the point, like, there's maybe something, like, seriously wrong with him. And, you know, like, mentally he's not all – I mean, it's, like, that bad.
Well, egoitis, maybe that can be diagnosed in the next week before he returns. But there's not something wrong with him.
No.
Entitlement. Unless entitlement is a disease, then, you right. know. And I think part of the reason that the Nets did it was they can't trust Kyrie.
Right.
So, I mean, really, they got Harden. Do they need Kyrie? I mean, of course, he's a stud player. Of course, anybody can use him. But really?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, they could get by without him.
So Harden and Durant and some role players? That's probably enough.
Well, it's enough to be, you know,
right in that mix.
The playoffs. I mean, all of a sudden, the East, you know, that top tier is every bit as good now as the West.
Yeah.
Because really, after the Lakers, the next six teams aren't as good as the six teams in the East right now.
I think
you look at the Celtics, Sixers, Bucks, Pacers.
So we'll see.
I don't think they'll get a chance, just, you know. Because so,
right.
You know, we'll see. Now I see Kyrie. Then see, that's the thing. You got then the video surface of him partying. You know, albeit it wasn't at a nightclub. It was some relatives, but you know, there he was, just acting the fool. And because of that, now the league has taken that very seriously. Fined him $50K plus suspended him for two games. So now Kyrie Harden is going to play tomorrow, I believe. Kyrie's like Even if he wants to play, it's like next weekend. $850K it costs him.
Man. And
so, again, the biggest knucklehead. And you know, let's say, okay, let's talk about his social justice, which, yeah, all for that. But, you know, you can't do both.
Right.
You know, if you couldn't dribble a basketball incredibly, nobody would give a shit about your point of view on social justice.
Exactly.
So figure it out.
Exactly.
And, you know, you want support? You want to be a leader? I mean, this is, and again, it's, you know, forced his way out of Cleveland, forced his way out of Boston, you know, talking nonsense gibberish before the season even started. You know, pretty much he's the coach. Maybe Durant, maybe he's the coach too.
Right.
Certainly not Nash.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, Kyrie, you know, we'll just see. I don't see it. I don't see these guys in the finals because the East is strong.
Right. And I get what you're saying, because even though they're the favorites, they're not the favorites over all the other teams, you know. So they might be the individual team, but you're going to take the field over the Nets for sure. And what was Durant doing pairing with Kyrie? Like, that seems kind of odd now in hindsight.
Yeah, no, it really does. You know, it really does. Because
it's like
you know, he was complaining really at the end there and going, State, you know, he went to a super team, so he didn't get respect. I mean, he's the second knucklehead in the league, KD. You know, he didn't get the respect.
Right.
Because, you know, what? It was Curry, Thompson, Green?
Right.
Well, actually, yes, it was. But, okay, that's why people turn against you, because, you know, you just joined the super stud team. And then that's the way it was for 3 years.
Right. Well,
what do you get? 2 of 3 rings, but got hurt the lawn or some such thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, yeah. And what he wants to be known to have, you know, it's only left Oklahoma City because, you know,
right.
Wanted his own. So yeah, really what's all about him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a tremendous player. Of the three, he's the best of those three guys. And that's saying quite a bit.
That is. On the fact on the court, it could be – there is a scenario where it plays out, like, perfectly, where Harden doesn't have to, you know, be the man with the last 4 minutes. And, you know, he can play off Durant. Now, he hasn't had to play like this for 7 or 8 years, but –
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll see.
I mean, that sounds like somebody who just is only concerned about winning. It's Harden you're talking about. Yeah, no, it's not. It's not equating, and that's why potentially.
Okay.
And it's not going to be that way.
Well, it's
going to be a mixture. It's going to be a mixture. You know darn well, not one of those three are not standing in the corner and let the other guy do his thing for the last 4 minutes of the game. Not happening.
But let's not get it twisted. Like, Harden and the Rockets was, you know, they're the early aught Kings, the Suns. They were just super unlikable, but they were, you know, the critical team. And, you know, he was it MVP, like top three, five times, all NBA first 6 times. They had Golden State the one series, game 7.
Well, it wasn't because of Harden, though.
Well, but
it wasn't.
But he would have got credit.
Harden got him to that point.
Right.
He couldn't get him beyond that point. Chris Paul would have gotten him beyond that point, but he went down. That actually is a case against Harden, in my opinion.
Yeah, you could.
You just said prior to that last sentence. Okay. 6 times, all this, usage, all this. Okay. It's 3-2. Jordan. Take us to it. Oh,
and
you couldn't do it, could you? No, you couldn't.
And that really weird game against the Clippers when, like, Josh Smith and Corey Brewer brought him back. You know, they were, like, dead in the water. And Harden was on the bench. And you know, they came back and won that game. So he's 3-8 in closeout games or elimination games. So that's not great.
He hasn't been clutch.
No.
24% from the threes in
Yeah, the
elimination games.
Okay.
24%.
What's he normally, about 40?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And guess what? It's 24% on a lot of shots.
Right. I mean, that's like a difference.
Because he never stops shooting.
24 and 40 is the difference between winning a lot of those games.
That's correct. So, I mean, he's a good, and it's got to be a mixture of that's of who's going to control it down the end. Unfortunately, or not unfortunately, the reality is Irving is the worst of the three, but he's the true point guard of those three.
Right.
Well, you're going to bench Irving and not give him, or, you know, not give him the ball. Irving's going to go stand in the corner. I don't think so.
No. He was okay with LeBron, but that was a little.
Oh, that's a long one. Was that? I was young then.
Not that long ago, but.
Yeah, it was more than 12 months ago.
Yeah. No, it was NBA long.
Sight of what, you know, you could cite that was the beginning of the meltdown.
Yeah.
For Kyrie when he was with LeBron. So.
Right.
I would leave that out of the narrative.
What about, did Philly blow it? Embiid and Harden could have been pretty good.
Well, they didn't blow it. I mean, they just didn't want to give him as much as.
They didn't want to give him Mac.
They wanted. Well, and then the picks too. You know, a buttload of picks.
Also, maybe. You know, I think Philly probably, though, I think their picks, you know, I think they were more likely to be good for the next 5 years. Like, there's a scenario where the Nets, like it did when they traded for the Boston players, like, it falls out and those picks are pretty good. It seems like everyone, you know, is thinking that they got it, like, it did well with the picks. I mean, am I missing something? Like, does the Nets got to be bad or else none of that matters, right?
Right. I mean, it's picks, and I think in the new NBA, you know, really beginning with the Suns when they went through all the draft picks and, you know, all the assets, they've been devalued.
They have.
You know, when you went back to the beginning of the Suns' downfall and McDonough, now come all these picks.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean,
two in the top eight, you know. No. It does, and then it's currently it's still going on with Ayton, you know, unfortunately. So the picks,
yeah, no,
no, and then because now again it's the Players League, you know, it's this isn't the last, this is the beginning, this is the status quo. So it's all about kissing the rear end of these superstars. You just wonder at what point will the fans, and I think now, you know, I mean, the COVID, all of that factors, but, you know, the ratings are way down. They can't be nearly what they used to be.
Right.
And, I mean, nobody wants to cheer for self-entitled people. Nobody.
Yeah, and the brand of basketball is, you know, you were early on this. Like, there's way too many threes.
It's too many threes. That's all it is.
It's way too many threes. I mean, it's like you don't even realize how ridiculous these numbers, you know, it's like 50 threes a game, you know. Even, you know, the Suns, who are, you know, historically that a fast-break team, just an up-tempo team, you know, at their stadium they have the 16 threes is like the gold standard. And, like, now, you know, that would be, like, rare to hit it. Now teams hit 20 all the time.
Yeah, and they're not fast-paced.
Oh,
ever since Paul came into town, they're one of the slower paced teams in the league. That's why their defensive numbers are so good.
Let's switch to the Suns. You know, number, like, pretty much everyone's buying. I've seen, you know, like, conference finals type team. You agree?
Well, no, I don't agree with that. And it's way too early. And again, it's deep. And the Suns aren't that good. Okay.
Right.
They're a lot better, of course. But, you know, they're now, instead of best record in basketball, you know, they kind of wore that for about a week, 7-10 days. Well, you know, they're like two losses out of the playoffs in the West.
Yeah, it's all bunched up.
This is how it is, and this is how it's going to be. You know, now Porzingis is back with Dallas. Oh, Suns are 7-4, Dallas 6-4. And now Porzingis is back. And Luka's, you know, rounded into shape. So it's going to be a dogfight over there. I had him, you know, anywhere from 6 to 10. And I'm sticking with it just because of the depth and the West. You know, Utah, you know, they're the same record now. Clippers are, you know, it looks to me like Clippers and Lakers are separating. I mean, the Lakers already had. Now here come the Clippers starting to play a little bit better. Now they have the second best record.
Right.
Here comes Denver struggling. Oops, now they're 500. And now here we go with them. So there's just a lot of talent. The
Golden State, they're coming around.
Yeah, they are. You know, Memphis without Ja, they're hanging in there. So, yeah, I don't. It's yeah.
We'll see. I mean, I also think though the regular season could be set up because they're so deep that, you know, they should be able to withstand an injury. You know, they seem like they could maybe even be a better regular season team than playoff team, but. The thing on the Suns is you can definitely see a version that's much better than how they're playing.
Yeah. No, and they're, you know, they got it together enough that, you know, they're not going to fall flat. I don't think they'll fall flat on their face and not even be in playoff contention, you know, unless maybe Paul would go down.
Right. But, yeah, I mean, I would think it would even have to be like a season-long injury. Like, even – has there ever been, because even Nash wasn't good this late in age-wise, like the way Paul, like, has just changes the culture and, you know, that their defense is excellent. It's got to be just all because of him. And defense is always kind of effort and IQ. I mean, do you think that's kind of the argument as far as this guy's not a, you know, Booker sucks at defense. It's like, or he's on a bad team and everyone sucks on defense on a bad team. And once you get good, you know, like when you play basketball, it's not like these good players on offense suck on D. You know, when they want to, they're really good on D usually.
Yeah, I think as you start winning more, exactly. Defense becomes more important, and you know, in pretty much any sport. And you know, it's one of those things in the NBA. The casual fan might not realize, but you know, it's really all about the defense, and it's really defense and depth. But because of Paul.
Yeah, they're the,
you know, it just helps them in so many different areas. Oh, then they can slow it down.
They're the slowest paced team in the league.
Okay, there you go. Didn't know that, but not surprised. You know, that's the eye test. Yep. That's exactly right. And that's why, you know, Booker. Remember you said, hey, do you think Booker will get 30 this year? I said, if they do, we're in trouble.
Yeah, it's the opposite.
And boom, he had 33 and we got blown out or whatever it was. I mean, he's not average. What's he at right now?
About only like 22 or something.
He's not. That's who he is.
Yeah, I think he'll get it up to 24, but it's not going to be 30.
Well, I mean, okay, if he's 22.5 and he gets it up to 23.8, okay. What was he last year? Almost 27. I think he was 26 point something.
Yeah, I was going to say 26.4.
Okay.
He's
not seeing that.
Even being the slowest team, they're still fun to watch. And you know, it's even the pace that I don't think makes them very boring at all. They're still exciting, but you know, Ayton's the elephant in the room.
He is.
You've been down on him really since day one. I mean, you see someone, and then like you see Wiseman, and it's like, geez, is that dude better than Ayton already?
Probably.
Oh man, man.
Well, and here's the thing, too. You know, looking back on Ayton, this is what, if I was running the whole show for the Suns, you, for a big man, you need to pepper his hands. I don't care how he runs the floor up to a certain point. I want to just start passing the ball to him.
Yeah.
Start here, roll to the hoop, we're throwing you 100 lobs. See what happens. Okay, come over here to the elbow, roll, we're bounce passing you 100 times. This kid cannot catch a basketball.
That's interesting.
No, and then you throw in his small hands. Who cares? I have small hands, and I've never missed a basketball.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So, and now what's coming out with Chris Paul? Oh, Ayton, they haven't quite developed the rapport on, you know, the angle of the bounce. No, what's happened is Ayton's dropped about one or two passes from Paul every single game. It's not going away. It's just that not going away. He just and it's common among big men.
Right. Though, I mean, he does seem to be, you know, he doesn't complain, and he does seem to be, you know, doing some little things better.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I would say. But, I mean, this he's the number one pick. You don't want him, you know, being, you know, Varejão or, you know, someone that, you know, is a high IQ guy. You know, it's – I don't know. We'll see.
No, that's why his stats – going into this year were so misleading.
And
what was it? 20th.
22.
Yeah, not happening. Let's see. Let's start with the 20. What is he this year?
11.
What is he this year?
I'm guessing. I'm looking right now. I bet he's like.
He's like 13 and a half. I'm 13 and a half.
13 and 11 would be my guess. I'm looking.
Yeah, that's very close. That'd be my guess too. Anyway. He's not getting 20 ever again. Not as long as Chris Paul's running the show, which means this year, next year, and now you're in his last year. You're gonna max him. It's gonna be a mess, man.
He's 12.5 and 11.3.
Yeah, 12.5, and you know 11.3. I mean, like Eddie says, I mean he roll out of bed and get 20
right,
rebounds.
Yeah.
Oh, so 11.3 ain't that awesome? I mean, yeah, it's better than last year slightly. And I would agree with you. He, you know, appears coachable when those vets are talking to him. You know, I don't like his carefree attitude. I don't like the smiling out there, man. You can flash the guy a smile when you just dunked in his face and you won the game. Yeah, I'll smile at him then. But I'm old school. I don't like the chumming around and smiling. Like Booker. Booker's got it right. And Chris Paul, he's got it right too. They don't – no. Yeah. No, we're not friends out here.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he's only getting 9 field goal attempts a game. That's, geez. He had 14.9 last year. He's at 9.6.
Yeah, look at that. With Chris Paul. Cut. That's 50%.
He's only averaging 1 block a game.
That's probably up from last year.
I mean, he was actually at 1.5 last year and 0.9 his rookie year.
Okay.
And, I mean, plus minus, I don't think it matters, but they're a good team, and he's minus 4.3.
Yeah, that's not good. I think, you know, plus minus has its value. I mean, it's not the be-all to end-all, but, yeah.
Especially if you're a starter, because now you should be with the good players.
You know, but, you know, if that's constantly like that, that's a red flag, definitely.
Okay, but now on the flip side, have they hit on Bridges? Is he a guy that's a foundation guy?
I don't know. I mean, I will say that he looks greatly improved. He looks more confident. I really like what I see. Now, if it's – I mean, and he's like – you know, last year he averaged 9 points. Now he's up to, what, 15 points roughly.
Yeah.
I don't see him with the game to take it up much higher point wise.
Okay.
Because he's been hitting his threes.
Right. So, you know, the thing is, you know, he's definitely like of, you know, wise beyond his years on
the IQ. Yeah, his IQ is good. Yeah.
And every, like, he's by all accounts just a joy to be around, pleasure to play with. Like, he's definitely someone you always want on your team. But 88% free throws, 45% threes. That's really good.
Well, it's tremendous. I mean, every winning team needs a player like him. But now again, you know, he can only be your third, fourth, fifth best player.
Okay, but I mean, if he can be your, you know, third, saying something. So
third's, yeah.
That's like maybe an all-star.
Sure.
Okay, well, I mean, you don't expect that out of the 10th pick. But and then just for instance, his plus minus is 4.3 positive. So him and Ayton are both starters, and they have an 8-point difference in plus minus. Kind of interesting.
Yeah, it is. And then also, you know, in terms of capping Bridges' scoring, you have Cam Johnson, who is a similar type player.
Yeah.
Actually, he's, in my opinion, he's a better offensive player than Bridges, even with Bridges' improvement. And he's a better three-point shooter than Bridges. I don't know, you know, right now it's a small sample size. But, yeah, I really like
Well, you think just because the height is the biggest difference? You know, as far as on offense?
No, it's not just that. I mean, certainly when Cam shoots it, you know, it's just so gorgeous.
I think they're both pretty, but Cam is like as good as it in the league.
He also can do more off the dribble. Bridges is working on that part. I think if you pulled him aside, Bridges, honestly, he'd say, yeah, it's man to fake that three and then to take it, and that's on what I'm working on. And it's what Cam needs to work on. Because about twice a game, you know, Eddie will usually, you know, Cam usually will be too far back on a couple threes. And then Eddie say, Cam, you need to move in a little bit. Then he'll be on the side right by the line, make it. And then he'll hesitate on a jumper. And Eddie will say, you know, you need to get, you know, put the ball on the floor, take the hoop. And then sometime in the game, he'll do that. Cam Johnson, I'm talking.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they're both, you know, a nice young D3 bookends. You know, I think Cam's defense is getting better. It's not on Bridges' level, but.
No, it's good. And that was supposed to come in. And it, no, he's an above average defender. It's definitely exciting. Like they're for sure in the mix, and that's not, I think they've proved that's not going to go away.
Yeah. I agree with that. Definitely agree with that.
What about any of the rookies? You seen LaMelo at all?
I haven't seen that much of the rookies player. You know, I saw Wiseman a little bit, you know, I've been following him in print and everything, right. But I haven't really.
So it seems like Halliburton, Wiseman, LaMelo have been the three. Is it too obvious to be like, why didn't they pick Halliburton?
Well, I did read an article that Halliburton's people had sent out. They wanted Sacramento to draft him.
Okay.
Number 12, believe it or not.
Okay. All right. That makes sense.
And they just sent it out. Don't pick him. Don't pick him. Don't pick him. Don't pick him. And
okay.
Sacramento picked him.
That makes sense. So the Suns do have, you know, it's not like you'd be crazy to dismiss Jalen Smith. So they do have him, you know, as probably hopefully the last young asset in a long time.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I've got to say, with the injury, it's been disappointing for sure. It showed some promise.
Is that what he hurt or just getting DNPs?
No, he sprained his ankle.
No.
You're after three games in your career, you're down with an ankle. Okay.
Right. I mean, yeah. Hey, that's not.
It's not the best.
Not. It's, yeah. No, it's not. I've watched, you know, I haven't watched Hornets games, but LaMelo is what, you know, I'm always a sucker for the court vision, you know, tall point guard guys. He seems to have all that. And then,
yeah, he does. I mean, I know the game, so I don't need to.
Ironic.
But yeah.
You know, Hayward's doing much better than I would have thought. And, you know, they seem to be decent. I guess the Bulls guy is getting nice. Now this could be a first. He didn't start any college game and he's started every pro game so far. That's a weird.
Yeah, is he out of Florida State?
I
think he is. That guy has a Leonard Hamilton has a history of doing that.
Oh, okay.
With his players specifically.
Okay.
You know, there's other ones who hardly played and then they were first round like this guy.
Yeah,
he's supposed to be good. He is. He's getting good reviews. I have not seen him play.
Yeah, I've watched him. He's a man, like body wise. And then the other one is Edwards, who is, you know, he's an interesting dude. He's got the body, and he's got the flash plays. He could be really, really good, but it seems passing like Wiseman should have been obviously the first pick.
So, yeah, I can believe that.
You know, like, yeah, there's some, you know, in basketball, you can just see a couple plays, and that's all you need to see, you know, to be like, okay, this guy can do that, then. And he seems to be, you know, into it for a big guy, you know, like kind of the opposite of Ayton. And he's just so long and so big. He could be really good. So that's kind of early NBA.
Okay.
Actually, the other thing I got to bring this up. So Luka's lead the league in technicals. He's going to become hateable quick.
Well, maybe. I mean, is he what? Just whine? He must be whining a lot again. Yeah.
Right.
Well, I mean, but they all.
It's early though. It's early in the career for him, and then also like,
it is. But he's, you know.
He was out of shape too. Anything there?
No, I just think that's who he is.
Yeah, it's not going to matter.
I just say, you know, he's just going to. And that, you know, now look, they're 6-4.
No, yeah. And he had.
And Porzingis is back, and he's dropped, you know, Luka's dropped 3-4 pounds.
Right. No,
the
way he controls the ball, like, you know, controls the game, it's almost like being slow, it helps him. You know, just because he's so much bigger than everyone, and
he's kind of like Harden in that respect. I mean, just, if they don't get if Luka, even more than Harden in terms of the triple double, he almost has to have a bad game not to get the triple double. It's unbelievable.
I know, and
you watch him, and you know he moves like he's 35 years old.
Right, right.
He's just amazing.
I know. Indeed, you know, I thought maybe he could break out. He's kind of doing it.
We'll have to see.
Yeah, you kind of already pointed it out. Like, what you know, what's he going to do? Improve on 27-13?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see if it. I mean, they've been close, and we'll see what happens.
Do you think? So, what about Indy giving LeVert for Oladipo? Surprising.
It, you know, it was surprising, but it makes a lot of sense from Indiana's point of view.
Yeah.
I mean, there is a team, Indiana.
They're nice.
I mean, can the Nets beat them in a 7-game series? Maybe not.
No, I would. Yeah, the Pacers are right there.
So I like what they've done. Oladipo is, you know, this is his last year on his contract. Right. So that's a huge factor.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Houston probably wants – it seems like they want to blow it up. So, also, you know, LeVert's got a long contract, so that also kind of makes sense on their end. You know, but I think Sabonis, he was the one, you know, people missed. Like, he's a stud. Like,
yeah, he's very good. Their starting five is really good.
Right, and Turner's averaging, like, 4.5 blocks. They're really good. So, that's – they've kind of sneaky always been pretty good for a while. All right, let's switch to football and let's talk about the teams that got eliminated and what they're going to do. So the Steelers, when did you know they were in trouble in that game?
In that game?
Yeah.
Well, that game was just a continuation. I mean, week 12.
Yeah. Okay.
That's when it's just they have no running game. I mean, who cares what they do with bring Ben back? They'll probably bring him back.
Okay.
Yeah, they're going to bring him back. I mean, it's not like he actually, stat-wise, had one of his best seasons. They have no running game. They better fix it. This is what doomed them from the beginning.
Right.
They just – so that's – they got a tough – couple tough breaks on defensive injuries.
Yep.
That unit is, with everybody healthy, one of the best.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not the 85 Bears, but they're very good. So they need to shore up. I mean, Pouncey's put a fork in him, they say, really.
Okay.
I mean, he's getting that old too. You know, Ben's not playing center. He gets to play quarterback. So that's a little different story.
Right.
So they rebuild the offensive line to the point, you know, that, and then draft, you know, some running back.
What about, would you, like, you know, in general, paying for a running back doesn't make sense. But, like, you know, someone like Carson, they could really use.
Who?
Chris Carson.
He's going to be too high priced. I really think the lower price one, you know, is like Marlon Mack.
Okay. I mean, I like him, but.
Well, of course I like Carson better, but he's going to be, you know, they're not going to, I mean, is that what the Steelers do? They go out and get the highest price for you?
No, but I mean, that,
okay.
Yeah, that's the one thing. I mean, it could be a unique situation where, okay, you pay him a lot for 2 years, but no, that's not what they do, but. They probably don't.
And speaking of Chris Carson, since the season, you know, now let's see. Okay, that's Steelers. Now, Seattle.
Yeah.
So.
Bad loss.
Wilson, after the first 6 weeks of, he's right there. Who is it, Rodgers? Is it him? Is it Allen? It's hard to believe. Russell Wilson never got one vote. So that was the story for 6 weeks. He sucked the last 11 weeks, fantasy-wise. He was like QB 14 for those 9 weeks. So what happens after the season? They fire their offensive coordinator, or he gets hired, or he's gone. And then Pete Carroll comes out and said, you know what our problem was? We didn't run the ball.
Mm-hmm.
We're running more next year. So when I read that, I thought, yeah, Russell Wilson. I mean, in a 12-team league, barely startable. But he's right in the 10 to 16 range of quarterbacks.
Yeah, not for me. I mean, he still was like third overall.
Yeah, not in the last – again.
I know, but
– okay, no, I'm not buying it. It's just he won't be on any of my teams unless he's my second quarterback.
He won't be on your team.
13th round.
Yeah, he's not going to be on your teams. But – yeah, no, I mean, that was also his, you know, that was a bad, you know, as bad a real game as he's played. So.
I don't know. If you look at his last games, they weren't that good, Ryan. I'm taking issue with that. I can do research later, but he's had several games.
No, I meant in a big game. I mean, he didn't play well in that playoff game, and that he's always played well, even when they lost. You know, they do have, you know, they have met, they'll be fine. You know, they're still going to be a playoff type team. I don't think there's much there. The Bears, that's what is it? So they're bringing what, Pace and Nagy back?
Yep.
And
Nagy has 2 years left. Pace has 1 year left. But yeah, they're bringing them both back. But
well, what do you do at quarterback?
Well, I don't think they know.
Right.
I think it's going to depend on, you know, that Florida quarterback could fall to him. You know, now they're like pick 20th. You know, they don't have a very good pick.
Right.
You know, that Florida quarterback could throw, I mean, fall. He was considered.
Yeah, they never fall, though. They always end up going.
No, but he has fallen. There's about five above him now.
Okay. Well, I guess if he's the fifth guy, maybe they can get him at 20. But, you know, the quarterbacks always go high. It just, no matter, like, what they say or what their grade is at the end.
I mean, it doesn't really matter is with the Bears because they're drafting too
late. Yeah, I think I think
so they're not going to find. And if they find some guy, he'll, you know, be backing up Foles for a year or Mitch for a year or whatever they decide.
I think there's actually some decent veteran quarterbacks that could be changing teams, like, for the first time in a long time. Like, I mean, would you get Wentz? Would you trade Wentz for a first round pick?
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't think I would because of that salary, man.
Yeah.
You're gonna make him one of the first round pick and the highest play. I mean, you gotta say, last year never happened. It just never happened for Wentz. that was just off the charts, unrealistic for a guy like that. You have to take that point of view. I don't think anybody is giving up a first out. He could get traded. I mean, Philly might have an attach. I don't think it'll be a first round, but, you know, a third and Wentz. Were you taking?
What about?
No way. No way he commands a first
round pick anymore. What about the Colts? With
they want Rivers back. I mean, the analysis was he was better than average. He was Philip Rivers.
Yeah, I guess if he's gonna want to, does he want to play? I think
so. They just can't take the jackstrap off. None of them, any sport.
Yeah,
and then he's been QB. You know, the spotlight position on the spotlight sport. So
yeah, no,
he's coming back in my opinion. And then he's, you know, then they'll have a similar
I don't know team. What about Darnold? Would you give a first round?
Well, that's an interesting one. That one, he's in trouble.
Yeah.
New coach.
Like, would you give a first round? Let's start there. Like, if you're
no
man, I would. Nope. If I was the Steelers, I'd be happy if the Steelers did that.
I mean, maybe the Bears at the end of the first. No, he's not getting a.
Or the Steelers? Why wouldn't the Steelers do that?
They don't believe in him.
Okay. Well, okay. Yeah. There you go. If you don't believe in him.
I mean, the first round is, you know, in the NFL, that's some valuable real estate, man.
No, it is.
Just to say, I give you an, well, I don't want to give an edge rusher, stud potential edge rusher for Sam Darnold. So we'll see. I don't know. He's, the trajectory is not good for Darnold right now.
Yeah, no, that's, you know, in pro, like Rosen's not going to help his case.
No, he's not. I mean, Rosen's kind of at the bottom of that.
No, but I'm saying Rosen like got traded for, you know, it's like, that's not going to help Darnold. Like, that didn't work out at all.
Well, and I mean, think about it. Rosen's a good example on another issue, which is what were they going to do, the Cardinals? Never had a first round pick been taken at QB. Right. Okay, but now 2 years, and Rosen was 15th pick.
No, he was 10th.
Okay, 10. So now what's being discussed, but just part of the conversation with the Dolphins, Tua.
Okay.
They got to get rid of him. He was the third.
I was.
That's a whole nother level. So my point is, never in the history of the NFL with a first round pick, blah, blah, been traded for. Well, guess what? It's going the opposite direction.
Yeah.
Right? It's traveling up the draft to the third pick. I mean, you know, the year before, he would have been the first pick. Nonetheless, my point is things are just changing, and you have to be ahead of it as an organization.
All right.
And if I'm Miami, yeah, I'd probably draft a quarterback at three.
All right, well, we'll end on this. What if you're Miami, would you give Tua and then the Texans, they're both the third pick back and their pick next year for Watson?
Yeah, 100%.
You do whatever it takes to get Watson, right? If that's available.
Yeah.
He's 25.
Yeah, they say the Bears are one of – there's like three teams, and the Bears are one of them.
Give them three first-round picks if you're the Bears.
I mean, yeah, Watson's, you know, 25. He's a premier.
I mean, I was going through, like, go through the quarterbacks you would rather have than Watson. Okay, we got Mahomes. Okay, we'll start there, and, you know, it doesn't go much further than that.
Right.
Who am I missing? Russell Wilson, I guess.
Josh Allen.
Really? I don't know if for sure you'd.
No, he's
yeah,
in the
like combo. Right. Okay, that's I think all. I would place. Okay. Watson.
I mean, it's not like, oh, he's not Josh.
No, but I guess no my point is, it's like if I'm drafting the league over, you know, he's like the third or fourth overall pick.
I don't think anybody's taking issue with them. I think everybody's agreeing
well,
with
him. Very rare that yeah, a player that sure. And he might be available.
Yes,
they're
no, he's
they're dumb
available.
Enough to do it.
No, he's available. He, again, it's NBA-ish, what is going on with the Texans. he's big enough, good enough to force the trade. And from all reports, he's going to force the trade. So it's becoming a player's. It's just, you know, it's just the way it is. That's also now becoming a player's league.
Yeah, actually, you could see, I could see in like 5 years where it's like, how didn't all these quarterbacks do this all the time? You know, if they start like, you know, demanding trades potentially.
Well, yeah, but the history of the league, you know, if you read up, you would know that, you know, it took decades and decades of slow erosion of owners' rights. So, you know, now we're, the pendulum is swung to the other side.
Well,
so.
Lamar, he's stepped up. What if, you know, it's pretty interesting. You got Lamar, Baker, and Allen are all right there. Now, like Baker, he's kind of sneaky, had a great year. Or is that?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Okay. I mean, I've watched him. He's not in the same category.
No, no. But he, I mean, he was.
Okay. Okay.
Kirk Cousins or someone average. I mean.
You know, okay. But I mean, he was number one pick.
Yeah.
Kurt, I wouldn't say coming out with the Kirk Cousins.
You got any upsets this week? So we got Chiefs, Packers, and then I guess the other two games are tough. Who do you got, Saints or Bucks?
No, I think Saints gonna pound them again. You know, I think this three times in 1 year is
kind of a ridiculous stat. It's
yeah, it is. So I'm not buying it. There's a reason they lost right. Two
and
times.
And well, it's tough to beat a team three times. Well, if you're playing a team three times, they're a playoff team. So yeah, of course it's tough to beat a playoff team three times. You know. But also, like, it's going to be silly if they pound him again and be like, of course they did. And then the marquee game, Ravens, Bills.
I could see the Ravens winning that. I mean, keep in mind, Allen, you know, he's a lot like Lamar Jackson in that they haven't been in really that many big games. And Lamar Jackson has not done well in the big games until last week. So, you know, fair or not. So I could, that should be a really good game. I could see it going either way. I could see the Rams beating the Packers if things would go right. It's set up. Packers run defense is not good. And if Cam Akers is legit, if he's the Cam Akers that is getting 150 yards and a half total offense, they can control the ball. Ramsey will be shadowing.
I mean,
Adams.
There hasn't been a quarterback like Ramsey, you know, since like Revis. Front.
So I could see it. I could see it happening. And
Chiefs, yeah, no. I mean, I could maybe see it. I mean, I think that'd be a pretty big surprise, just because the quarterback play is so bad for the Rams. You know, figuratively, you know.
Yeah, but you know, you got McVay coaching him. I mean, and they, you know, Wolford is out, so it's all Goff. And, you know, McVay is bright enough to disguise these plays. And once you establish that run game, here comes the play action. No, and they can't, you know, Green Bay's defense isn't
that
good.
The matchup, it's interesting for sure. Yeah, we'll see. I know, I mean, obviously if they can get, you know, Brady, Rodgers, and Holmes and Lamar or Holmes Allen, that's going to be a monster conference finals, so we'll see. It should be seven more games left. Football,
yeah.
So enjoy them.
I know. Okay, Ryan, talk to you.